Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I am Tony.
How are you doing?
I'm well.
That is good. Talk like fucking anime characters. Hello! Look, there's a dog over there. Let's go slice it with my samurai sword. Have you been watching One Punch Man?
No.
Me either. So how you been, dude? What's been up?
Just wheeling and dealing.
Yeah.
You know, sneaking and peeking.
Sneaking and peeking.
Dude, just ripping and tripping.
I feel it, dude.
Gripping and dipping.
I have just been on an uphill run.
Maxing, relaxing?
Not acting all cool, that's
nope,
for sure.
I've been
sweating every day of my life for eight and a half hours.
Acting a fool.
And then I have been acting a fool, that's for sure. And just getting creamed by this new job. just real smacked around.
You know, it's like you're hunting the white whale, then you get to the whale and it eats you, and you got to dig your way out of its guts.
Kinda.
And then you'll own the whale.
Let's hope, man, because this is, I feel like the biggest dummy of Dumbtown.
Me too.
It's like Dumb came to Dumbtown.
And when I get nervous about stuff, I physically sweat. And so, like, in person, people would be like, make the printer work. And I'd go, I'm sweating into my brow of my nose. They're like, are you having a seizure? I'm like.
Thankfully, there's no air conditioning where I'm at. So, like, it looks like I'm not nervous. It's just like, oh, man, it's real hot in here. But really, I'm like, I'm fucking failing so hard at something that should be so easy.
No, it shouldn't. No, if it was.
There's some things that I'm like, how? Why is this not working the way that it fucking should? And why am I looking like an asshole every second of every day? Like, I just get seen by people and fucking they're like, oh, he's a fucking idiot.
And then they go, one day.
I'm almost positive that I heard people being like, yeah, he's no fucking Matt fucking whatever the fuck. Like, I swear to God, like, I'm like, in Pat, I'm like, son of a bitch, I don't think they know I'm in this room.
Yeah, and also, they for sure had a vet. Like working with them.
Yeah.
And now they got, I'm a new recruit, ready for the war, sir.
Yeah.
Where's my gun?
I haven't seen shit for fucking battle, and I'm just wet behind the ears.
I'm just cannon fodder.
Heard that. Yeah, I am. They're like, just put him in front with a fucking Chromebook in his hand.
And then if you just go, it doesn't faze me, guys, put in a ticket.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. But yeah.
You're
so
gonna
that's
be a that, champion.
I've literally not watched anything this week.
Cool. Cool. Came home and destinied?
No.
Just sat in darkness?
So, like, a lot of South Park.
Did you just watch Regurgitatable?
Yeah, exactly. Well, Josie would, like, be watching South Park. But, yeah, like, Monday night, like, we hung out and, like, chilled, had a couple drinks and stuff like that. Tuesday was, I think I watched Taxi Driver, The Test of Tony, and slept. And Wednesday, I can't remember what I did. Thursday, I had dinner with the parents.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't really do much after.
You also asked for this record time.
What do you mean?
We could have postponed a bit.
Well, I wanted to get a week out. We can just fucking bullshit. And then Friday, we hung out, and then now it's Saturday.
So. It's the quality of the nut, not the quantity.
That's what I'm saying, bro. So, you have
no, that's
cool,
what I'm saying.
Do you have any cool...
you're saying, knock it out.
Do you have any cool news?
Yeah, dude, I saw the Mandalorian trailer.
A Mandalorian?
That is a bounty hunter in Star Wars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He has an ox skull.
The new...
symbol.
Well, no, Mandalorians are the bounty hunters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the symbol that they wear.
Right,
the ox
you said
skull.
He. I thought you meant one specifically,
no.
But like
but that's the one we know.
Well,
him and his clone.
That's yeah, Fett.
Yeah,
Fett's vet.
The Fetts.
Yeah. How was it? I haven't seen it.
It looks fucking hard as fuck.
So I heard that it looks like Game of Thrones season one CGI. Does it look kind of cheese?
Not from what? Not no. Not from my phone screen. I didn't watch it on a big screen.
Yeah,
but. It looked as smooth as Rogue One-y.
I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah. There was a shot of this fucking dope-ass robot fucking shooting backwards and forwards at the same time. Dope.
It's funny. Robots just texted me, and it says, you seen the Mandalorian trailer yet? Looks sick. Moon Knight is also coming to Disney streaming service. I'm sold. That's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
So thanks, robots. I literally just read your text on air.
Bingo.
But yeah, that's tight. That
I had
fucking...
someone that was like, I don't want this Disney shit. I'm like, 30-day free trial. Watch Mandalorian. Cancel.
Who?
Dan.
Wow.
And I was like, do what you need to watch it, though.
But
it's
going
to be
dude,
dope.
Fucking, like, all the
you
Star Wars, all the Disney,
him.
All the bullshit. You can get ESPN and Hulu.
Oh, yeah, ESPN and Hulu?
All and Disney, all three.
Oh, wait, you do get Future Man with Hulu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hulu's tight, dude.
I love Hulu.
You fuck with Hulu? Yeah. Hulu's
yeah.
great.
Yeah. Dude.
Just the fact that they have all of South Park.
Also, be careful out there, guys, in the entertainment sphere. Just because
entertainment sphere.
Just because
nerd.
Hulu, I'm sorry, Hulu. Disney's going, "Hey, it's only fucking $4.99 a month for us, or $7.99 a month for us. Look at what the stipulations are."
Yeah, the commercial one. Here, commercial ridden one.
I call it commercial ridden. Come ridden.
Wow.
Commercial. Come ridden.
I got it.
You
got
get it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Disney streaming. Good. What else did you see?
Oh, I saw a bunch of shit, dude.
No, I'm saying like news wise.
Oh, I saw my cat eat a fly.
Yep. Paul.
Saw that storm. There was another little baby storm that came.
That sucked.
Yep, kind of sucked. What else have been Dan? Nothing really. I've been thinking about doing wood projects and starting an RPG, but I haven't done or actually done. Yeah, I haven't done anything with those. I still also really want to see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, weeknights, you know now, like, you do get an unambitious vibe to, like, not, you're like, I'm good now, just chill out a bit.
I feel like if I, like, wasn't in butt-clenching terror.
I'm in butt-clenching terror, dude.
So it doesn't go away.
No, this is the time of year.
Okay.
Before, now that I've learned what a before feels like, and right before the end, butt-clench seasons. Middle, you're cruising gravy.
Yeah, let's hope.
We're both eating friggin' biscuits and gravy during the middle of the year, dude.
All right, so biggest surprise about the new streaming service has been the price. Disney Plus alone will cost $7 a month in the U.S.
Oh, wow, what a bargain.
Half the price of HBO and a big discount compared with Netflix. And Disney is cutting the price even lower for its super fans. D23 attendees and club members are getting the first shot at signing up early for Disney Plus and unlocking a discount that prices the service at $3.92 a month.
$3.92.
What? Oh, because I know it's I 30. Think it's a 3-year commitment, and you have to pay like a price, so it breaks down to $3.92 a month.
Okay, but also yeah, riddled with commercials.
Yeah, I don't see anything about it.
They wouldn't put it in the fucking ad.
It'll offer the triple service bundle for $13 a month, and that's Hulu and ESPN. And let's see, FX Plus, however, didn't fit into the equation. The service shut down August 21st. Let's see.
Oh.
I don't see anything about commercials in here.
They're not going to talk about
this. This is CNET, though. This isn't like fucking Disney.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, I don't know if they're going to advertise maybe even their fucking, their fancy price.
I want to know.
Is it really commercialist for $7?
I mean, why wouldn't it be? All the other ones are fucking commercialist for, well, Hulu Plus is commercialist.
For how much?
I don't know. I don't pay for it.
I want to say it's $12 a month.
So you think with the three of those getting for 13 that it's going to be, well, that's regular Hulu, though. That doesn't have, that has commercials.
Isn't Hulu free with commercials?
Hulu Plus. Oh, and it doesn't have like half, like it has like a quarter of the shit that you maybe want to watch.
Correct. That's where I'm kind of like, well, where are your different fucking divisions of it? Because it can't just be everyone gets this for dirt cheap forever. Or maybe they're kind of like trying to do like what Netflix did, which was at first Netflix prices were crazy awesome. And
it was like fucking like $8 or some shit. Yeah. And then it went to like 14 or 12 or something like that. I just looked up the commercial thing too, and I don't see it either.
Fucking idiots are lying, dude. There's got to be fucking commercials. How are they making, are they even going to make their fucking buck on it?
Dude, $7 for fucking everyone?
Everyone.
I mean, that's a lot of money. A month.
They must not have a lot of original content coming.
Disney?
Yeah.
They have like boatloads.
They got nothing.
They have Disney. The mouse has the coin, bro.
Nothing in the pipe.
Dude, they have so much shit coming. I mean, 4 Marvel shows off the rip.
Those all get canceled after a season. You've seen Luke Cage.
No, that's Netflix Marvel shows. You know what I'm saying? Same and he thing. Got two seasons. One I watched.
What a pile of shit. You know, he's supposed to be like a fucking like level 100 that like fights with like way stronger dudes. That he's supposed to be very strong.
Yeah. He's like indestructible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's up there with, he's like above Bucky and Captain in certain terms of his like physical attributes.
In a way, kind of, but not really.
Because he's better. He's supposed to be. He's fought harder villains. And I didn't know that Sabretooth was stronger than Wolverine.
Oh, yeah. Really?
That, like, his classification puts him higher than Wolverine.
Yeah, I have.
But Wolverine's just like always winning. I have the
encyclopedia.
Yeah, and I looked at like that number breakdown.
Yeah, thing. They have like a strength and fucking agility and all that bullshit. Yeah.
Then there's like actual superhero class versus human class.
And, oh.
Yeah. To where like fucking Black Widow is human class versus Ultron.
Or fucking
Vision or someone
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just different. Yeah.
All right. So did you hear about the Sony Disney thing happening?
Yeah, and then you got fucking little Peter Parker crying, Dad, Mom, don't fight.
Yeah, it's wild. Like, Disney's like, yo, we get 5%. We're basically writing the movies for you. Because Kevin Feige has, like, all the input because he has to make it match up with the MCU. And they get 50-50 on appearances in Marvel movies of Spider-Man. So they asked, damn. I heard, 50% of his standalone movies and, like, 75% of... I don't know how they fucking like his time in the movie maybe or some shit like that. Cause like if you look at Endgame, like he's not in it a lot.
Mm-mm.
Like maybe like what, 20 minutes?
Yeah, he's there. But...
screen time alone, probably like 15.
I mean, that's a. They're bear hugging.
So Sony was like, fuck you. Fuck off.
When they should be like, please nestle us into your bosom.
Yeah, cause like, could you imagine Disney?
We're not
like,
good at this.
Disney's like, all right, fine. Like fucking have them. Like.
Good luck.
Yeah, Tom Holland could be like, okay, well, I guess, like, can I be a clone Spider-Man or something like that? Can we be Ben Reilly? Well, they probably own the rights to that, too. They own the rights to all of Spider-Man.
Yeah, it's wild.
Venom, fucking, Kraven the Hunter, like, Dr. Octopus. Like, that whole rogues gallery is Sony's. They own everything about Spider-Man. It's wild.
They should
same thing
just...
happened with Fox. Remember when fucking Scarlet Witch and, oh, fuck, who's the fast boy?
Fucking Quicksilver?
Quicksilver. They didn't call them mutants because they didn't own it.
Yeah.
They were just like, oh, these like hybrid
these
children.
Supers. Yeah,
yeah, supers or whatever the fuck they called them. Metas, maybe. Because
mm-hmm.
Fox owned mutant. They couldn't even say mutant.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
When you fucking.
It's also wild that they were able to fucking get Quicksilver and her when Quicksilver was in other. That does not make any sense.
It's
I don't know
the
how.
The stupidest thing to watch on screen is one of those back to back.
Yeah. You're like,
a
wait,
Sony
what?
Sony versus a Marvel. Yeah. You're like, hey, now. These look better. I like this guy better here. Why is this one with an accent there?
Yeah. Right.
So,
yeah, he attended D3, though, and he was basically like, yo, I love you guys 3,000, and hopefully everything gets solved soon.
Yeah. He's like, I just help. Please help.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, he's like his contract's up after Far From Home.
I do think that, because I've been watching Succession, I do think that
a
bear hug acquisition could take place to where Marvel's like, we're giving your shareholders so much money on this offer, you have to sell to us, you fucking idiots.
Are you giving me a fucking bear hug?
He's like, Dad, please.
Did you finish it?
As much as I can.
Oh, so you're like caught up even the same. I haven't watched any of season 2
it's
yet.
It's so stupid to start it and then wait like a fucking idiot.
That's why I didn't. Yeah, I was just like, I'm going to wait till like it. I think it's only 10 episodes.
Yeah.
So, 10 weeks.
Yeah, you got 8 weeks.
Kit Harington confirmed as Black Knight in MCU will debut in Eternals. So he's
He's
getting some work. That's nice.
Yeah, that'll be a paycheck.
Yeah, that will. That'll be good.
I wonder if you get residuals from movies. Or just shows, because they go
on your
into
deal.
Syndication.
Depends on your deal. Because like, you could have a back end. Like, I remember Jack Nicholson was, like, one of the biggest for Joker, because he got a back end on the toy line.
Nice.
And that's, like, fucking where the dollars are.
After Star Wars made that, they were like, oh, you can make money off this godlike industry of toy.
So, Mark Hamill, they were like, hey, you can get, like, a fixed percentage of, like, the first run of the toys.
Yeah.
Or... for life, you can get one of everything. Mm-hmm. And he picked the one of everything. So, like,
awesome.
I mean, his collection must be insane. And not only
awesome.
That, worth so much money. Because there's shit that will never see the light of day again.
It's really awesome. Like, I don't know. I was watching a documentary about a guy who collected baseball cards.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting. It's called, like, you don't know, like a jack of all trades or something like that. Like, jack trading cards. And, like... he talks about how growing up, his dad was like a hustler guy. He was always like playing, you know, the fucking races and went to bars and darts, whatever the fuck he could. Then in like the late 70s, like his dad like started collecting cards and told his son, he's like, this is your fucking college. And he thought his dad was, he's like, okay, dad, like, the electric's always off, like you're a liar. And he started a memorabilia company, like a fucking sports card trading company that was based in like Long Island.
Okay.
And he eventually became like the go-to guy for the fucking like whoever the people are that certify the would go to him to be like, dude, we think this is a 9.9, like,
yeah,
can you look at it?
So he was the expert on trading cards. He was the
fucking expert. Yeah. And his son like pretty much researched him like 40 years later, like, yo, dad, like, you're now like a recluse in Toronto and you live off of like money you made off of people. Were you lying the whole fucking time? Did you really know that Elite Trading Cards were printing 50,000 Mickey Mantle rookies and you were pretending there was one in the fucking state, but you knew that there were so many and you like hoarded them and then fished them out when you wanted a new car, a kitchen? He's like, I mean, it's not really like that, but you know, you put a price on what's valuable to someone, and if they agree with it, they'll pay it, even if that's fake.
That's crazy.
It's really wild. He's so like, it's just paper.
Yeah.
And they weren't rare.
Right.
Like, he was like, the rarest card you could find, I could give you 20 Mickey Mantles in a fucking shoebox right now that are worth $10 a pop.
But they're actually worth...
30 years ago, they were worth fucking like $5,000 a piece.
Now they're worth 10?
Now they're worth $10 a piece.
Oh.
These dudes are like, oh, it was fake value. It's like Thai Beanie Babies.
That's what I was thinking the whole time, is Beanie Babies.
Yeah. Or a Magic card that someone thought was like the end-all be-all, but there was actually a stock just slowly feeding out from the company, like laughing it up as they printed. Yeah,
well, I'm trying to think what's that called. It's like a fake, not fake rarity, but like a fake shortage.
Yeah.
That's what Nintendo does now with their fucking releases. Like when they do the mini SNES, they only make fucking...
Yeah, we're out. We're fresh out. You want it?
Well, they'll make like 100,000 instead of like a million. And then once that 100,000 sells out, the price jumps so big and then they can just do another limited run.
Yeah.
Doing limited runs seems like the best way to make for companies to make back the most money. But they want it to be like, oh, shit, we want it to be like PS4, like with the Wiis, basically. They made a bunch of Wiis, and the people that wanted them bought them, but then there was a lot left over that didn't matter. That's when you get the price drop after Christmas and all that bullshit of all these systems, because they make so many of them. And not only that, they keep fucking updating the motherfuckers, too.
Like, you gotta pre-order. You gotta.
Yeah, get the fucking Gears of War skin.
I mean, I did pre-orders for games when I was younger, and now I literally walk in the day after a release of a AAA game, and I'm like, cool, I'll take a copy. Yep, we got 100 of them.
Yeah.
I go, so what the fuck is the point of showing up at 11:59?
Yeah, I remember COD, Call of Duty, when like Black Ops 2 was released, I pre-ordered that at Walmart, and the line was out the fucking door.
It's unreal. And they'll sell you fucking a controller and a fucking hat and a fucking t-shirt.
Yeah,
you'll
do the $100 pre-order.
Yeah.
Remember you did that with Shadow of the Colossus?
Yeah, I was like, dude, this is going to be the thing.
But I also was like, I think I'm going to do this one. And then I remember you're like, dude, I ordered the fucking sick edition. I was like, oh, tight, I'll just play it. And you're like,
for real?
Right. You're not going to get the sticker book?
Yeah, dude, there's so many cool stickers of Colossi.
I got the bow skin that only comes with this.
My horse has a triangle fucking robe.
Yeah, it also, I mean, it can be spotted if you want. Or
my bow has a diamond on it.
Yeah, it finds lizards really well, is what I'm saying.
It shoots arrows harder.
So did you see the new Star Wars poster?
No.
Okay, let me pull it up for you real quick. Because it says, why does Star Wars 9's Emperor Palpatine look like a cartoon? And there he is. Is that weird?
What?
Yeah.
He does look like a fucking... It looks like,
like a drawing.
An old 3D animation drawing.
Yeah, it's strange, right?
Yeah.
But I am so stoked that he's coming back. What do you think's going to happen?
That looks like a promo poster for Reboot.
Yeah, kind of. Reboot the TV show?
Yeah.
Wow, what a fucking... I was like, hold on a second. Let me fucking peel that open.
I was talking about rebooting Beast Wars with someone at work.
Dude, Beast Wars is tight. Actually, I didn't... Like, Beast Wars... I loved it when it first came out. Watching it now, horseshit.
Oh, total horseshit.
Reboot, same thing, though. I was like, oh my God, it's kind of like a shitty version of Toy Story.
You're in the computer.
Yeah, fucking Mainframe was like the evil girl.
Yeah.
Dude.
Oh, what's your name? My name's Bit. Okay.
Yeah, was Reboot his name?
No, I think his name was like fucking like Control Alt Delete or something.
Fuck off.
Or like fucking like, you know, Quantum or Pentium.
Not any of that.
Fucking Dell.
You're an idiot. Breaking Bad movie. Star Wars. What do you think of, obviously,
Star Wars.
Emperor Palpatine's coming back. Now, do you think that he's been funding the First Order?
I don't... Funding him or just letting them do his legwork, knowing that he can just kind of... No.
So who do you think Snoke was?
I think Snoke was a fucking throwaway fucking, like, disciple of the Emperor.
But they gotta give us something, right? Like, they, do you think they're...
Do they, though? Because they threw him away like garbage.
Yeah, but now they have JJ back, and JJ's like, all right, hang on a second. I'll fucking give Kylo the mask back. I'll do this. We'll tell you who Snoke was. I didn't know he was Ryan fucking whatever his name was going to do all this bullshit.
I mean, it was wild. Dude, it was insane. Oh, like, lots of buildup for
and then he got,
shit.
Yeah, we watched a whole movie, and then we watched another movie that was like, yeah, fuck that movie. Anyways, here's what I wanted to make. And now we're going to watch a movie and be like, yeah, fuck that movie. Here's what I wanted to make.
And then, I don't know, I also love the dark side's like abilities. Like, electricity, even though it looks kind of gaudy,
is fingers.
Awesome to see.
Yeah.
Instead, it's like, oh, well, I'll put her in a floating wind tunnel.
Yeah, that was
and
weird.
And she'll be wiggling hard.
Yeah. Ow, ow. It's like, what, it's hurting. I don't understand.
It burns.
Yeah, something.
My soul.
Yeah, I'm messing with the molecules. You didn't really explain
I'm
much.
Like, I would understand if he was like, I could feel your bones moving. Like, cool. Like, you're ripping her bones out.
One of the tightest sequences ever was Wolverine on
that's
the train.
Yeah, like, yeah. Pulling his fucking
when
metal.
When he starts to bend the claws, because fucking Magneto obviously can...
Yep.
Dude.
That was what I was getting at, is like, that kind of force, like him making a comment like, can you feel your insides pulling? Like,
the other
cool
fucking raddest thing. Dude, there was some really good shit in those X-Men movies. It was when she injects him with metal.
Mm-hmm.
And then he walks into it and he pulls it out of him.
Yeah, he's like,
and creates the bullet.
Like, feels it in the air.
He creates the bullet and then fucking sends it through everything. Oh, that is
through
one
everything.
Of the coolest fucking things.
Flattens
ever.
It out to make a little disc.
Dude, I totally fucking forgot about that. That's so sick.
Magneto's shit is unreal
and
awesome.
And I'm not going to lie, old Magneto that they used in the movies was like a really tight way to go about that.
He was a...
I like
awesome
young Magneto. I like the young Magneto in fucking the Skarsgård, right?
Yeah.
In First Class, and after that, I'm kind of like, whatever. But First Class, he was amazing, too. Fucking putting that fucking quarter through that dude's brain.
But old Magneto, like, talking with Xavier, like, in the first film.
Yeah.
Where it's just two old, awesome friends. That
dude,
are,
I want to watch X-Men again. Damn.
The first one. Just the first one.
X2's not bad. X2's
was it
pretty
United?
Tight.
Called United?
I then, think so, yeah. It was X2, yeah, something United, and then X-Men 3. Fuck. The Last Days or The Last Stand?
Last Stand.
Yeah. But yeah.
Then we got to watch that Phoenix Rising one.
Oh, yeah.
Dark Phoenix.
Has that hit fucking a VHS
soon,
yet?
Soon. Soon it'll be on Betamax for us.
Did you hear about Breaking Bad movie?
Yeah.
How
Which,
fucking wild
why?
Is that? What do you mean?
All right. You've seen Breaking Bad.
Sure have.
It put a bow on it, just like Peaky Blinders put a bow on it.
Wait, Peaky Blinders is like done?
It was done till they made another season to fucking make the Mun.
Okay, which
there was no
it...
cutoff on these shows. These shows were perfect. They went to extinction.
I'm saying, so Peaky Blinders, are you talking about season 3 ending?
I'm talking about, you can watch all of Peaky Blinders on Netflix.
I know.
That ending of the last season, I don't know if it was 3 or 4...
Okay, it what was 4 then. It was the one that I haven't watched yet.
Is a fucking bow.
And then they made another.
They're now talking about another
season. Okay.
Beyond it. Same with Breaking Bad. You would agree, it's pretty conclusive.
Well, I don't really understand how, like...
I don't know.
Yeah.
There's obviously points that you could take further, but why?
Did you ever get into Better Call Saul?
No.
Neither did I. I watched the first episode. It is good.
He's great.
But... Like, it just didn't capture my imagination the way that Breaking Bad did. And I don't think it... And I think I was expecting that, so it kind of automatically...
I think it's lower stakes feeling.
For sure.
Because it's like, oh, I'm a cheap lawyer and I got drug dealers
I'm
going to
get
me.
My fucking legs broken. That type of shit.
Uh-oh.
It doesn't really matter.
I'm in a van. Not, oh, I'm being flown down to Mexico and...
Did you see the Black Widow trailer?
There's a Black Widow trailer already?
Yeah, because D3, they just... That's why Mandalorian came out.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Dude, also, Mandalorian, the fucking shot of it, it's a bunch of fucking skulls and then a bunch of fucking piked stormtrooper faces, like helmets.
That's
dope as fuck.
That is so tight.
And that's why I was talking to Dan, I was like, I want it to be fucking hard R, but like, I can't expect it to be that hard. But like, it could be Judge Dreddy, like...
The fact that it's within the Disney app is kind of like...
Can they go that hard?
Right, because it's generally geared towards children.
because you would also say, well, maybe Netflix shows didn't go that hard, but then they had Punisher, then they had like House of Cards with titties, and like at first
Orange
though,
is the New Black.
Then it kind of it scaled itself to like, oh, well, we can totally still release some PG shit and some R shit.
We can be HBO.
I hope Disney wants to be HBO in content.
Same here.
Because I don't need to see fucking made-for-TV shit.
David Harbour is going to be in the new Black Widow movie. That's the...
Yeah.
You know who that is?
Yeah, Hooper.
Hopper. He's going to play the Red Guardian. I'm not sure.
Ah, what color is he?
Blue. Weird enough. Okay. All right.
Oh, you're the worst.
Star Wars 9 D3 footage description will release Monday.
Oh, okay.
Fun.
That's a fun Monday.
Marvel's Eternals, Gemma Chan confirmed as Cersei, Barry Keoghan's as Droog.
What did you just say?
I've never really fucked with Eternals, so I'm not really sure. When I first saw Eternals, I thought of fucking, oh shit.
The little blue aliens with big heads?
What?
That's what I think of. Those aliens that talk to fucking Loki. I thought those were Eternals. That little console of people that were like, get to Earth and get us our stone.
Oh, they didn't have big heads. Yeah, they were. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about. But if you type in the Eternals, it's dudes with big heads.
I'm looking.
They look like that dude from... God, what is his name? God, he's a fucking Brainiac.
Oh, okay. Right on. Well, the Eternals look pretty normal.
Do they? Maybe yeah. I was looking at a different race of dudes.
You can look.
Hey, all these ones. These are normal ones, bro. I'm talking about the real deal. No,
that is a cover of a comic book.
Am I thinking of a different thing? I'm thinking of an alien species, not.
I think you are
a group of fucking heroes.
Yeah, and the Eternals,
the Immortals, maybe.
Okay, so the Immortals.
The Immortals.
No, the Immortals is what I was thinking of when I saw Eternals, and I was like, fuck yeah, I love the Immortals. It's fucking awesome. The one guy can never talk because his voice is like the voice of God almost. Like he'll
tight.
Just shatter like everyone's fucking...
Explode their brains.
Kinda, yeah. I can't remember his name, like Blackhawk or some shit like
Scanners.
That.
Scanners.
Yeah. But it's not. It's Eternals. Anyways,
right.
A lot of people are going to be in that. Yay!
yeah, I know you got all kinds of wet dreams coming true.
Well, no, the Immortals was a TV show, and people were like, fuck this in the face. Like, take it off.
Oh.
They made it a while back, and people were like, fuck you. You spent, like, fucking all the money on that chick's whipping hair. Wild.
Can't win them all.
No. You lose most, Tone. You lose most. All right, let's hop into weekly recommendations and rejections. I watched Mindhunter.
Yeah.
The whole first season.
Freaking Ed Kemper.
Honestly, dude, it was amazing. I'm kind of bummed that you told me the last part of the last episode.
What'd I do?
The hug.
Oh, I did.
Definitely explained that entire thing, so it didn't really hit the same way.
Really cool, though, right?
Yeah, it was really cool when I heard about it on the podcast. And didn't.
I didn't know.
That it was the last fucking thing.
I don't think about it like that.
Jesus
it
Christ.
Was just a thing.
Josie was like, oh my God, did you like see that last part? And I was like, oh no, I fell asleep and I rewound it and fucking played it. And I was like, motherfucker.
Nah. I'm
like,
cool.
You son of a bitch.
I'm good.
Like, I should have, like, for fucking Deadwood been like, this is what happens in the movie, by the way. It's really tight. And,
I would have gone, didn't give me the catharsis I wanted.
But yeah, Mindhunter. I fucking love this show. Give it to episode, I think, 2. And you'll fall in love with it. It's amazing. It's such a neat premise, and I love the origin story of fucking serial killers, basically, because that's kind of what it is. Serial killers existed for all time, but the fact that they get the name itself comes in this, and it's such a neat scene of it, and like the interviews with them it's a brutal show.
Yep,
it's heavy. Like binging it is kind of hard because it's so dark, and like the things that they talk about are kind of fucked, but the acting is just explosive and amazing. It's incredible.
I love fucking Tench. Bill Tench.
He's amazing.
So good.
He plays generals in a bunch of movies.
Yeah. He's
and then you got fucking Tom DeLonge playing his partner.
Mm-hmm.
He's fucking, it's not Tom DeLonge, but he's fantastic. But, he looks like him, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's great.
They're both based off the real people. Mm-hmm. And obviously Ed Kemper is the co-ed serial killer. But Ed Kemper's role, that actor, watched, because all those recordings are real.
Right.
It's word for word, verbatim. Like, what was recorded of Ed Kemper is what you heard in the first season.
Wow.
There's play-by-plays of it on YouTube. It's fucking creepy.
That actor that plays
him. It's fucking creepy. He's like, I ran out in the driveway to kill my dad because I didn't want him to see mother. Like, creepy shit like that, it's how he said it in real life.
That dude's take on him was just incredible.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, everything about what... I wish Ed Kemper was in it the whole season. Like, I wish that was the only person they interviewed.
Yeah.
Like, every episode we get to see that character, because he's fucking amazing.
Like, going back to Lecter every episode.
Jeez, I like the fact that we're getting more serial killers that people don't know. And shit like that, too. Like, the lower tier ones.
Yeah.
But, like...
Not the heavy hitters.
Now, okay... I'll say this. There's, at the beginning of every episode, it's a very Breaking Bad how they do it.
Yeah.
They show a little bit of this one guy that's kind of weird, kind of a loner. And then at the end, he's burning pictures, and that's the last thing you see of him in the first season. I take it that they explain more in the second.
Much further in the second. And
how far into the second season do you find out who he is? And just look at me if I'm right. Is it BTK?
Do you think it's BTK?
I do.
Wait, you said just look at you?
Yeah.
I'm looking at you.
Okay, right on. That's what I thought. I was like, when he was burning the when he was burning the shit, like, I was like, bind, and it looked like torturing and stuff like that, like the drawings, and I was like, I think that's BTK.
Also, I personally, I think I have a, like, because I know what Dennis Rader looks like, because I've seen a bunch of videos of him. I watched his court case. Like, I do a lot of true crime listening. I was like, bingo.
Oh, like the first episode?
I was like, oh, bingo.
Like, he's like, yeah, you need to, basically, like, you need to put a ticket in for that. And the guy's like, are you kidding me? And he's like, just how we do it.
Yeah. If you know, never mind. I won't go into BTK at all.
But yeah, I'm stoked for the second season. Josie and I obviously have not started it yet. But yeah, Mindhunter, right now, fucking 10. That show is so well done.
Good.
And so enjoyable.
And you got another season just waiting for you, baby.
I'm stoked on it.
So dope when you can fucking plow into something good.
Well, I can just turn this right off.
You can turn that iPad straight off.
Yeah,
your boys got it from
here. It's been South Park and fucking, that's about it.
You can bounce, dude.
Yep,
I got this.
See you guys later.
All right, this is called the Tone Bone Zone. Okay. I watched Arizona, so we can talk about that.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Arizona is a wild ride that Danny McBride is in where...
What was that, on HBO?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Arizona stars Danny McBride, the girl D from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and it's about him pretty much losing his mind and his fucking, like, his, what is this, like, his manhood, like, all his money, his shit crumbled in the 2009, like, marketing crash. So
it's not so much that his shit crumbled. He felt that he was lied to because the fact that
he felt like he was duped.
His house wasn't worth fuck all when it was supposed to go up in value because it was a blooming neighborhood. But then the bubble happened and then he got fucked.
Yeah.
So he couldn't sell the house. And his fucking Weiss cubes weren't, you know, going like hotcakes.
Yeah,
hot
he had an invention of like wine flavored cubes of ice.
So good.
And he's like, God damn it. Like, it's, you know, like, don't take me serious. Like,
yeah. He's incredible in it.
You don't want to water down your wine with water cubes.
He's, oh man. Like,
his character is like such an extenuated lunatic version of Danny McBride.
Yes. It feels like him the whole movie, but like, fucked. Yeah. Oh my God. There's parts in that movie that are cringy as fuck.
It's cringy and it's also very startling.
Yeah, not cringy in a bad way. It's cringy in a way of like Hostile.
Yeah.
Or like Saw. There's like brutal shit. I cannot recommend Arizona more.
It's wild.
Such a left field movie, and amazing. Seth Rogen at the beginning too. Jesus Christ,
so fucking fun! Like watching this movie, I was just like, "Get out of here!" This fun movie,
dude. Honestly, like fucking like the fact that it's about the housing collapse. Danny McBride's in it, and it's like a comedy, like slash,
yep,
kind of like thriller
dark
horror.
Thriller, yeah,
it, I was like, this screams Tony.
Oh yeah, no, it's a 10. I would watch that again. Like, yeah, again
tomorrow.
Yeah, it's great. What a ride. It's a fun time. I've told a few people to watch it.
Really?
Yeah.
Who?
I told my dude Corey to watch it, and I told my dude one of my friends at work, one of my teachers.
Oh, okay.
And it's great.
It is.
It's fucking funny. It's dark. It's fucking violent.
By the way, Robot's wife listened to the podcast, and he texted me, and he was like, she counted Tony saying fuck, and I think it was like 59 times in the first 30 minutes.
Fucking A.
And you're half of this.
Dude, I'm awesome.
You are.
Also, people who curse, they have a strong intellect. That's been proven by sciences.
Fucking hell, dick.
There
yeah,
you
dude.
Go. There you go.
I'm gonna kill this job. I'm gonna kill it.
You're gonna do so good. Fucking A, dude. All right. I also watched as much of the show Succession as possible.
Let's just dive into the first season because I don't want to know anything
about
the second season.
Dude, first season.
Yeah.
You got what I consider two major acts.
Yes.
Fucking his first attempt and his second attempt.
What Tony's referring to is
oh
the son.
Oh, my God.
The
Kendall is.
Okay. So basically the movie is about a fucking, like, this, like, billionaire that has run a company his entire life. He started it.
Family business, yeah.
And they all kind of work in it. Kinda. Some of them are like into politics and stuff like that, mm-hmm. but it's definitely based off of like his children. That's why it's Succession, because they're going to succeed him at one point. And who I thought was Rip Torn, who is not. It's
no.
Stryker from fucking X2 United.
For sure.
He is the business owner, and also he fucking like kind of looks like he's going through like Alzheimer's or something like that.
He had a stroke.
Okay.
And so he's coming back from that stroke, which is making him manic and fucking vile.
Yeah.
More so than I guess he's always been, because everyone's like,
he's a
dad
horrible.
Just said I love you.
Yeah.
And then he pissed himself. What?
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
What an psycho.
So Kendall is the oldest, and then you have
Connor is.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Connor.
Kendall is the most suited for
Connor's
CEO.
Kind of like the dreamy, like, I want to make the world a better place type deal. And shit.
I hit a hooker and I love her. I live in the desert.
His story arc is incredible.
He's hilarious.
Cameron. Cameron from fucking Ferris Bueller's Day Off. He's amazing at it. He's perfect.
He's funny.
The guy that plays Kendall is like the one that's like really took the business, like wants to be his dad, like wants to
knows his shit.
Kind of. And
he's got his issues.
He used to be a drug addict and stuff like that, like hooting fucking coke off his kid's iPad and shit. Like, that was a wild line.
When he was like, oh, you're back from the nut house. And he's like, dad, it's rehab.
So good.
Like, calling him a fucking lunatic.
Like the stuff you laugh at. Okay, this is how Mindhunter was, too. I laugh so much at that show.
Yeah.
Because of circumstantial stuff that's not supposed to be funny, but
no,
it's just
really.
So fucked up
yep.
that you're just like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, the reaction of fucking Holden to a lot of things. He's like so outside the box as a
yeah.
human.
Yeah.
That he just can't react well. And that's how Succession feels in a lot of the times. Like, it's not supposed, like, it's not like funny, like, jokes, not ha-has, but like, it's belly laughs throughout the season, though.
Yeah.
You're just like, that's in what?
There's a wild fucking one-liner that one of the sons says. He's like, they're about to go to, is the wedding in the first season?
Yeah.
It's right before that. And he's like, and Shiv, the daughter getting married, is like, well, let's stop talking about this big fucking mistake. He's like, yeah, let's go on to the next one.
Yeah.
And she's just like, fuck you. Like,
are you talking about Kieran?
Yeah.
Kieran Culkin is the youngest. He's the baby of the family.
Oh,
and
God.
Obviously, like, he's the one that feels like he's the most well-rounded and, like, fucking, like, has his, like, kind of, like, he understands that they're all fucked up.
He calls everyone out on their craziness, and he's kind of a crazy kid.
He
like,
is,
he's fun.
Definitely. And he also has, like, this weird, like, sexual thing that, like,
yeah.
he doesn't want to deal with. So there's problems that he's not dealing with, but he thinks that he's dealt with everything, and he's, like, the most, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, fucking,
he's probably the most innocent.
No, that's not the word. Fucking, like, son of a bitch. Like, when you're acclimated to yourself, kind of.
Self-aware?
He's the most self-aware. He feels like he's the most
self-aware. He's the most self-aware of everyone else.
Yes. Everyone else is like, no, I'm right. But he's like, I've dealt with my shit.
Yeah.
Like, I know.
Well, someone else will come in and be like, no, I'm good. He's like, yeah, but the coke on your coat's lying. Like,
yeah.
You're saying the truth, I guess.
He's,
the coke's lying? Okay.
The only reason why I watched the show was because of Kieran Culkin. I love Kieran Culkin. I think he's
Kieran's
fucking
one of my favorite.
I think he's amazing.
He's so fun.
And in the show, he kills it. He's so good. Every actor in it, everyone's interesting. Tom is one of my favorite people, too.
Tom and Greg are fucking hilarious.
Oh, my God. This is Craig. Sometimes people call me Craig. It's fine. I'll answer to both. Like, it's like he's such a piss on. And his origin in the show, like his like
yeah.
first shots, are some of the best shit I've ever seen.
His character also says some of the most confident lines to people that no one else would say to those people's face.
Yes.
Like, when he gets kind of pushed into corners, he says confident shit.
Well, okay.
He's like, dude, this is fucked, man. Like, he's like, shut up. Just shut it up. He's like, please.
What's awesome is that, like, he's So, like, he says exactly what he's thinking at every moment. He's like, I'm not comfortable right now.
So
like,
you ate your own cum? He's like, I guess. Greg, shut up.
It was hot.
Like, just saying.
It was hot. I'm sure you thought it was.
It's experience. Whatever. He's like, all right.
He's like, it's hot, right? And he's like, I don't know.
God, he was like, one kid was like, yo, you want to do some coke? He's like, I have plans tomorrow. Like, it's just really funny. Like,
he's like, if you want to stop me from doing this blow, you got to do it all. He's like, I'm all right.
So fucking funny. He's like, this isn't how I want to spend my Thanksgiving.
Dude, like, oh, and the fucking old grandpa that was just like the fucking meanest motherfucker ever. Anyways, Succession's incredible, right?
We're excited about it. And Kieran Culkin, I was like, this is Igby grown up.
Yes.
It's his character in Igby Goes Down if he grew up and became a COO with his family. Because he comes in and calls everyone out. It's fucking tight.
I love that. Yeah, that is your Kieran right there. Like, you love Kieran as fucking Igby.
Yeah.
But one of the... Remember when you got that cat?
Yes.
And you thought it was a boy?
Yep.
You named it Igby?
Yep. I know. It's all right. Moving on.
Tony lived in...
It's kitty.
Tony lived in this...
Studio apartment.
So the whole layout was just open. Like, there was a little, like, 4x2 patch of linoleum for the kitchen.
Yeah.
His bed was in the corner. He had a couch. Sold his Xbox a few times, I believe.
Gotta pay that rent.
And then he had a bathroom. And he got a cat. And he was like, dude, I'm getting a cat. Like, I'm kind of lonely there, you know? Like, I'm not around family and stuff. Ugh. And I want this cat. And, like, this cat was...
just a nightmare. Scratching my eyelids while I slept. Eating my toilet paper I couldn't afford.
Dude, okay, so fucking Tony one time told me that he was like sitting there drawing in his boxers, like, and he was doing it on his floor. There wasn't much seating.
Nope.
So he was like,
and just a futon.
Yeah. In that table that you had for like a century. Anyways, the legs would fall off if you tried to like pick it up.
Screw them back on. Yeah.
He's sitting there Indian style, and the cat's like, you know, like fucking like in the middle of his legs and stuff, next to valuable things. And he's drawing, and the cat just like fucking takes all of its claws out and just goes on the inside of his thigh and just rakes down.
I was just like, what is wrong? You're a fucking demon, bro. Straight demon.
And then he would put it in the bathroom.
Was it
at night or when you left?
It was at night because I couldn't sleep because it would scratch my eyes. I was not making it out. It was hell. I was literally like staring at the fucking like road, thinking about jumping into it. I'm just gonna jump into traffic. Like, blood on this thing's talons.
That's one of my favorite things ever. And then he was like, I named it Igby. And then it, like 2 weeks later, he's like, yeah, it's a girl. I'm still calling her Igby, though. Whatever.
It doesn't matter.
What happened to it?
I fucking gave it to my sister. I was like, I can't.
Did she have it?
Oh, for a while. And then I think it fucking got out.
Oh,
she's
really?
Had about 49 cats in like 10 years.
Which sister?
Fucking the youngest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I was like, it'll be a part of the collection because she has other cats. And, it, you know, she's like, oh, he's great for now. And then it's like, you know, probably like a year later, she's like, oh, no, they all got out. They're all wild cats now.
There was one time our buddy Kedrin, who you ended up taking his room over at the old podcast house, they had a cat. And the one day it got out and I was like, yo, where's the cat? And he's like, oh, got out. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, I don't know. He's like, but it's fine. I was almost out of food.
Worked out well.
Yeah, he's like, honestly, couldn't have come at a better time. I was about to buy another bag.
Gonna be putting it down anyways.
And yeah, now it's gone. No more food. Nice, right? Anyways, I'm gonna go play.
I just sprinkled it in the yard.
I'm gonna go play Halo on my 13-inch screen.
See you guys. That was Kedrin that said that, not me.
Yeah. Anyways, okay. What do you give Succession?
9.5. And so I really love Shiv. Like,
okay, so yeah, Shiv is the daughter, and she is in politics.
Dude, you know her name is like how she spells her name? Like Shiv sounds like S-H-I-V.
Right.
Shabon is how you like say the pronounce, like S-H-I-B-N-O-N is how that's spelled.
I think it's Shib. That's what they call her, but it sounds like Shiv.
Oh.
Actually, never mind. I watched it with fucking...
yeah, it does it's Shiv.
S-H-I-V.
But if you see how that name is written out fully,
yeah,
it's a different letter and weird letter. It's like an Irish name.
Yeah, I can't remember her actual name, but it is a weird one.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's the third youngest out of the four, and she's in politics and stuff like that. She's she's incredible. She's married to Tom, and then cousin Greg is like Tom's like kind of like intern.
Yeah. It's fun. It's a good show.
It's so good. I highly recommend it. And like Josie was like, it's kind of boring because like she's not into like the business stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that that show relies a lot on that, but it's also very circumstantial to the characters. And I think the characters are what makes me like it a lot. Because that show is not like fucking Rock'em Sock'em Robots that I like.
And I like the piano.
Dude, the score is
amazing. It's a great score.
That end of the fucking first season was so good.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It was heartbreaking. It was incredible. I was telling Josie the play-by-play of the show because she wasn't like into watching. Is there a spider behind me? Why do people look at? Okay.
No. I was looking at your headphone because it looks cool. Don't worry about what I do.
Hell yeah.
Just focus on my voice, man.
I am. We're not even in the same room right now. He's at his house. Anyways, I absolutely love the show. I think it's, I give it like a 10.
Cool.
There's not much I would change. I wouldn't change anything about it.
Yeah,
it's
we
perfect.
Recommend it. It's fun. And it's fucking hilarious. Like the infighting is hilarious.
It's really funny.
Very
well written.
I also watched an old classic. I've only seen it once or twice. Gangs of New York.
Ah.
I just...
The Butcher.
There's like a 6-month period where I need to get that fixed.
Dude, that's like 3.5 hours.
It's a 2-hour and 40-minute film.
Oh, okay. I thought it was three.
No. The last shot is so fucking dope. Like, I don't usually watch movies I've seen a ton of times to the last frame.
Right.
Like, I'll turn off fucking,
Dark Knight as soon as the Joker sticks his head out of the cop car.
Yeah, you're like, cool, good enough.
It's so weird that you like that. You're like, that's the best part of the movie.
It's the best scene in that film. It's the best shot in that film.
It is pretty incredible.
It's pretty incredible with the fucking hazy sounds.
There's it's like when a grenade goes off.
Yeah,
and that like
concussion.
Yeah.
It's incredible feeling. Like, but Gangs of New York, that last shot, he talks about like, he's like, everything that we are and what we've done here, no one will remember us.
You think you wanted to watch Gangs because of Deadwood?
It could have been.
I think like, so. It's kind of like the time before that we never knew, but these people existed, had lives, and built things that like
and this
we
is,
rely on now.
That was the West. This is the East. This is the port city. Yes. So there are large buildings, but then there's also like shanty towns and like fucking
where
like
where it looks like
schisms
Deadwood.
Of people.
Yeah, it's like fucking dirt roads and fucking there's not even, it's just like a part of town.
Yeah. Because it takes place in like 1860. So it's the same time, but in an undeveloped West versus a trying to be developed metropolis.
New York, right?
Yeah, which is also like...
I'm kidding. It's Gangs of New York.
Up. Yeah, fucked up. Fucking...
No, it's Detroit, actually. Who knew?
Chinese are still fucking persecuted. Like, there's Irish bog people that speak their own, like, Gaelic language no one understands. There's...
Do you know the New York accent, what it is?
What do you mean?
Like, where the New York accent comes from, like, how it, like, that New York accent started to exist. It was from Irish, Italian, and there's another
Polish?
One. Polish? Maybe. But that's the, that,
mix.
Like, mm-hmm.
Well, that's what the natives were also, like,
yes.
infighting about. And I'm like, none of you were born here, though.
Right.
Just because, like, Bill Cutting is all about, like, my father died fighting in the Revolutionary War to get us this country. And then... You know, my mom and my dad came over from England as opposed to you guys coming from Ireland, and you didn't fight in wars yet.
Right.
It's very...
That kind of makes sense, though, because, like, it's like it is, like, a family lineage that fought for it, and they, like, they look at them as just like, oh, you came over and didn't have to do anything.
But what's weird, he says, like, they come over fucking lice-infested and fuck our country up, but he's like, if I had the bullets, I'd shoot every one of them before they got off the boat and touched dry land. But they're literally being conscripted straight to the fucking army.
Yeah.
Like, they're straight up like, hey, come over from the boat. Here's a bit of bread. Sign this. Here's your $30 in your bag. Go.
Yeah.
Get on the other boat. Like, so it's weird. It's counterintuitive.
It's been a minute since I've seen that, but it is a fucking...
It's a gorgeous
incredible
film.
Incredible movie.
There's like...
I think I'd appreciate it even more now because I like Deadwood so much.
Dude.
And honestly, I kind of want to watch Deadwood again.
Deadwood's dope, man.
Oh, my God. It's so good. I think about Deadwood, like, probably once a day. Like, easily once a day. Like, swear engine pops into my head. What is that? Some type of fucking gimp humor? Like, oh, I love him so much. I told him I was out to eat with my family. We went to the Hong Kong buffet.
Yeah.
Recommended in Wadsworth. Anyways.
Woo.
And yeah, no, Mr. Wu, you go through the back.
Swingin'.
Wu just came up like a psychopath through the front door.
What the hell's going on?
I started talking like Steve, like, you better not take my horses. That dude that got kicked in the face.
Dude, he's such an intense guy.
He really is. But I was telling Bruce, my stepdad, about watching Deadwood. My mom was like, oh, I had to walk out of the room.
Oh, that's a rough one for her.
She's like, I've never heard language
like that.
And Bruce is like, I love it so much. And I was like, dude, Swear Engine's so like my spirit animal. He was like, I love Swear Engine. He's, yeah, it was tight. Anyways, we're on Deadwood. To go back to what you were talking about.
Yeah, but no, Gangs of New York is a perfect film. In my opinion, like, it's so wild how good fucking Daniel Day-Lewis is.
I mean, he's, okay, Lincoln aside, he's good in everything.
Lincoln aside, because it was a bore fest.
Oh my God.
He nails every role he ever touches.
And I'm sure you fucking, like, who was it? It was Brian Johnson on Tell Him Steve Dave. He's like, yeah, my sister went and watched Lincoln, and she's like, oh my God, he sounds exactly like him. And he's like, the fuck are you talking about? How do you know that?
You got the recordings?
Yeah, he was like, what, on a fucking phonograph, you idiot? He's like, fuck off.
4 score and 7. I sound like him.
Yeah, perfect. There you go. But yeah, other than Lincoln, I mean,
sound just like him.
Other than Lincoln, I mean, like, he has not done anything.
Nah, he doesn't. He's like, I'll take another Academy, please.
Dude, fucking There Will Be Blood is just bonkers good.
It's bonkers good. And he bases himself off of like three tycoons of that era in different industries. And it makes this fucking monster.
Yeah.
Like, awesome monster.
Yeah, he's way good. What and do you give Gangs?
10 out of 10. I watch that motherfucker once every 6 months till I die.
10 DIs.
Deep in picks.
Mm-hmm. What else do you see?
Not it.
Oh, cool. Let's hop into Tessa Tony, who watched Taxi Driver.
You're a taxi driver.
Okay, so this was the first time I've ever seen this movie.
Yeah. What is it? Travis Driscoll?
Who directed?
No. I was about his name.
Martin Scorsese.
No. I think his name is Travis.
I can't even remember.
I think it is, but yeah.
Anyways, it's
Robert De Niro.
Your boy, Robert De Niro. It's way good. It's a great movie. Feels like an indie film.
Jodie Foster's first role.
Jesus Christ.
Yep. It's a hard first role.
Yeah. Gross.
She plays a rough job.
12-year-old prostitute?
Yep. In New York in the 70s.
Dude, honestly, I was like, if we were born in the 70s, I would die so quick.
I feel like I'd get, we'd both be knifed on subways.
For sure.
Thank God we would have been born in the 70s in Ohio.
Yeah, not thank fucking. God.
We would just be farmhands at that point.
But, so Robert De Niro plays this, he's a vet.
He's an old vet and a taxi driver.
He can't sleep. Well, at the beginning of the movie, he applies to be a taxi driver because he's like, correct. I want to work long hours. I want to work in the night.
I can't sleep.
Yeah, I can't sleep. I'm trying to make a name for myself. Not a name. I'm just trying to make money and pay for my fucking shitty apartment.
He's war-torn. He hates society.
Mm.
He sees everything degrading. He sees these pimps and these fucking murders.
You know what he sounds like? Rorschach.
He's a very disgruntled fucking...
He sounds like Rorschach. Because there's a narration throughout the film, which I really dig. I like the narration. I like that it sounds like him writing, thinking of the words. Like, almost like... They're like, hey, write as you talk.
Yeah.
And so, like, he'll, like, kind of, like, do it slowly and longer words. He'll, like, get breaks and shit like that. I thought that was really neat.
It is cool.
I thought that was a really cool aspect of the movie and stuff like that.
He like really dug into like the psyche of like what a vet and like what a disgruntled, like pretty much like a fucking a fly on the wall in New York. Like, he's nothing. He's no one. No one notices him in any way, shape, or form. That's how he was able to do what he did. That's sort of the idea is that like the movie shows you like you're pretty worthless in this city. You can also change things if you desire.
Do you remember You Were Never Really There?
Yeah.
It felt a lot like I see like watching this movie. I'm like, damn, I see so many movies in this that came from this
Falling Down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like that came from this fucking movie itself.
Yep.
It's really it's way good. Like, I was actually really surprised by how good it was.
It feels like an indie film because it was low budget 70s.
Yeah. So is this
movie
like in Martin Scorsese's career? Like, what do you think this is? Like, what number?
Oh, I forget. Because I want to say that.
It's not his first.
God, no, it's not. I don't think it's his first film. I think he made Raging Bull after this.
He loves Robert De Niro.
Loves him. He's in like fucking like 8 of his films.
Yeah, all.
Yeah, like was Taxi Driver his fucking debut?
I'm looking it up right now.
I don't know his filmography completely.
You should.
Why?
I don't know. You do this fucking podcast, bro. Well, you love Martin Scorsese so much.
Shut up.
Fucking.
De Niro wasn't in Gangs of New York.
I want to blow him so badly. That. let's see. We're almost there. 59. Fucking director. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, bud.
The Devil in the White City. Vesuvius 5. It's a short.
Wow.
Short. New York City Melting Point.
Okay.
That was 1966. Then who's that knocking at my door? The Big Shave, Street Scenes, Boxcar Bertha, Mean Streets.
Mean Streets.
Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore, Italian American, Taxi Driver. So okay. Like 6, 7.
So Mean Streets was a biggie for him, and then Taxi Driver was a real biggie for him. And then it pretty much was like, yo, what do you want next?
Why do you think the Mohawk at the end?
Only thing I can equate that to is like a fucking like a rebel, like a statement of like
rebellion.
Insanity and rebellion.
Okay.
I didn't because like think the punk, that it's like, yeah,
because the punk thing, and that makes a lot of
in
sense
in that time.
Exactly. But also it makes a lot of sense to why kids dressed in fucking like army jackets and had a shit like that. Like,
do you think in that year that was a thing for punks?
I have no idea. I'm not really sure if, like, I mean, what year was that? Like, 1967?
Something. You know what I mean? Say it's 1970 even.
Okay.
Did fucking punks have Mohawks?
76. Yeah, I have no idea.
I have no clue. Because, like, Clash and Ramones and shit.
How about, say,
like,
CBGBs was already around. So, probably. There's probably the Mohawk, probably. I mean, obviously, Mohawks come from Native Americans.
That's where I was like, did he take it from that? As like, you guys plague this land, like, I'm going to be a fucking warrior and kill you.
That could be it.
That would be a cool thought, but you don't
that
get
is
his
neat.
Interest.
Yeah, you never, that oddly enough, that's the one thing he doesn't really explain in yeah. the entire movie. I felt like the ending was kind of, like, I liked that he didn't, like, Betsy, or yeah. Betty, whatever her name was, I liked that he didn't, like, go for it with her, because she was like, oh my god, you, like, did this amazing thing, and I can't believe he lived.
It's almost like, spoilers. He has, like, the, what is that called, the, professionalism of Leon from The Professional.
For sure.
Yeah. He's like, no, no, no. Like,
even Leon,
I'm doing this.
Even Leon feels kind of like this movie as well. Yeah. Yeah. It was really good. I really enjoyed it. I give it like a fucking, I mean, there's definitely like some boring shit in it, but like it's really well shot, really well done. And like I said, it feels indie, but at the same time, it feels, I don't know, just awesome. You can definitely tell how influential this movie was yeah. to every movie that came after it. You know, I give it like a 9.
Okay. I give it, like, yeah, 8.5. Like, it's one of my first, like, I guess, heady films, like, that I watched when I was young getting into film. Like, I was like, damn, this is, like, a really gritty fucking raw movie from back in the day that's classic now.
That's a thing. This is, like, one of the fucking, what do they call those? God damn it. It starts with a C.
Criterion?
Yeah. Collection movies.
Like, Dog Day Afternoon for Al Pacino. Like,
see,
like,
I've never seen Dog Day.
You're just like, Jesus Christ, this
but it's
is
like,
raw.
It's the fucking, like, the cinemagraphs or whatever they yeah. fucking call them. Like, they...
Welcome to the Imperial Collection.
This is, like, the fucking, like, this is one of those movies that, yeah. like, you have to watch this. If yeah. you love movies, you have to, like, know this, watch
Nicholson,
it, learn
Chinatown.
It.
Chinatown. Like, those are, like...
Never seen that.
It's harder to watch those than, say, watching Nicholson in something that's more modern that you love him in, like...
Batman,
or fucking Departed.
Departed's amazing.
Like, Departed is...
As good as it gets.
So dope. Oh, yeah, dude. That one's a real eye-churner.
Do you remember that movie?
I do. Helen Hunt.
Yeah. So, do you remember, like,
Greg
how...
Kinnear.
He was OCD and he couldn't step on cracks?
Yeah.
Do you remember when he's walking the dog and the dog starts not stepping on cracks?
Yeah.
That was... Cute. That always fucking stuck with me. I was like, that's so sick.
He feeds him a little bacon.
Like, he's, like, such a piece of shit dude.
Yep.
And I like As Good As It Gets.
It's fun.
It's a good movie.
It's rough. There's rough parts in it.
There's insane... He's
some real rough parts.
He's such a piece of shit.
Yep.
Anyways, so we didn't, I didn't watch The Favorites. Mm. You did?
The Favorite. I've seen The Favorite.
Maybe that's why. don't even know
Couldn't
what it's fucking
it.
Called.
Yeah, I've seen The Favorite.
Okay. We'll just make it Movie of the Week next week.
Yeah, that's
you
what
don't
I would
gotta
say.
Do shit.
Yeah, we ain't gotta do shit.
All right. Until next time, go burn book. Oh, fuck. What are we doing for fucking test? I know. That was weird. That was like holding in a sneeze.
I was
kind of
like, I'm not going to interrupt the maestro, but what a fuck up.
What are we going to do for Test of Tony next week?
I don't know. You old dumpster fire.
All right. Let's look up some
Deer Hunter next.
No. Maybe, honestly. What's that on?
Oh, no. I'm just saying. It's another like classic for fucking.
Was that Affleck?
What? Deer Hunter? It's like John Voight and like. God, who else?
As Good as It Gets?
No, we're not watching As Good as It Gets.
Why not?
What's it on?
Netflix.
No, it's not.
I just... Dude, we... someone...
Or Meet Joe Black.
Someone... I've...
Watch him get hit by a car.
I know, dude. Like, fucking first 5 minutes. Someone...
I guess we'll watch As Good as It Gets.
Someone was referencing Waterboy today at work. And I looked at him. I was like, I'm a retard. My favorite fucking line from that movie ever. Oh, my God. It's so good. All right, so As Good as It Gets for Texas,
cool.
Test of Tony and the favorite again.
Yep, you got it. You're the getting there.
Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.